This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, May 30th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. The last time you and I talked in May.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that was mean. I know that always makes you feel uneasy, but we're moving into summer.
Yes, but I'm moving into a new house and I'm not ready. Of course, at this point, they still haven't completely moved out of the house. So if I move in, we're going to be crowded.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather move into a new house in late May or mid-August?
I'd rather move into a new house in January, well, but that's not how it turned
out.
This weekend, you need to move around Northwest Arkansas.
Okay.
Because there's a bunch of music to hear.
Yeah, there is.
It starts tonight and it actually continues through June 8th. And this is just a sliver of it. This is like the highlights.
Okay.
Because it would take the whole show.
And we don't have that.
Right.
Okay.
Tonight, starting at 5 until 11 o'clock, the ACO Wrecking Ball.
Downtown Springdale should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be so cool. First of all, it's free.
So, yes.
Free.
Check that one off.
It's got four bands, Unza, Chris Cash, Woody and Sunshine, actually five bands, Waterwalk and Benjamin Del Shreve, who's the headliner. It's got food from Baller and Nomad's Natural Plate.
And those are trucks, food trucks.
It's got beer from Core Brewery.
Which is great.
And it all happens. Now, you got to pay for the food and the beer.
Yeah, well, let's be reasonable.
But it all happens in the old Springdale Ford building that's next door to the Art Center of the Ozarks.
When's the
next wrecking ball?
When's the next party inside this building?
That's it. It's a wrecking ball. It's going to go away, and it's going to be beautiful green space and parking, and it's really time. But this is its last hurrah because it's part of historic Springdale.
Does this not strike you as a very New Orleans way to do something?
Oh, yeah.
Something's going away, so let's celebrate it.
And they've painted inside it and they've hung lights. And it's just going to be so much fun. So if you're not there, you should be.
Right.
Florida Georgia Line is tonight.
They are a sort of country rock band of note that has quite the following.
And rapper Nelly is going to be with them at Arvest Ballpark.
They've been doing some stuff together, yeah.
Yeah, they had a big hit show called Cruise, and then they did a remix with Nelly of it. So they're going to be at Arvest Ballpark starting, I believe, at 8 o'clock. And tickets are $39.75 at the box office. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night, no, it's tonight, Randall Shreve and the Sideshow.
Oh, wow.
That's really fun vaudeville show with costumes at George's. Starts at 9 o'clock, which is way past my bedtime. And there'll also be Six Hung Sprung, Me Like Bees, and Family History performing. It's all of $6.
So you could go there.
You could go tomorrow night to the Road to Essence tour.
Oh, that's right, in Bentonville.
5:30 on Saturday. This is like the smallest city where this Road to Essence tour stops. Mm. Of course, it goes on to New Orleans in July. So I will be there Saturday night trying to get into somebody's luggage. It includes Chrisette Michelle, who's a Grammy Award-winning R&B and soul singer. Mm-hmm. It includes Shantae Moore. Mm-hmm. It includes Belle Biv DeVoe.
Oh, there's a blast from the past.
And the host is DJ MC Light, who is a female DJ.
Right.
Kind of cool. And it is
Free.
5:30 tomorrow at Tiger Stadium in Bentonville. Sunday is the Trail Mix Concert Series.
One day, two cities.
1 to 3 o'clock on the Art Trail near Christa Bridges Museum, and 5 to 7 on the Frisco Trail in Fayetteville.
How much is that going to set me back?
That's free.
My goodness.
Or Sunday afternoon, I'll be at the Mountain Street Stage.
Across the street at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Isaiah's All-Stars play. I think they bill this as an adult concert, but what a great place to take your kids.
Sure.
Sunday afternoon at the library,
How
live music.
How much does that cost?
It's free. There's a family concert Thursday night at Ozark Folkways near Winslow with Chuck Brodsky.
Who is remarkable. Let me say, he's quite the songwriter.
And it's $15 for adults.
I think everything you've put in here so far has a total of $21.
Yeah. And then there's Wakarusa.
More than 21, but more music too.
I don't even know how many stages. I know that the main stage includes St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
Who I have not seen, but Antoinette Grajeda tells me they're fantastic.
As does Kevin Kinder, our music writer for What's Up. Vintage Trouble, mm-hmm. The Flaming Lips.
Who are amazing. I saw them when they were in Fayetteville a couple of years ago.
Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
Making a return to Walker Russo.
And I know that Antoinette and Kevin and all love them.
And I'll tell you that almost everyone listening has heard that one song at least.
Yeah.
Home. Yeah.
String Cheese Incident, mm-hmm. Bass Nectar, and Umphrey's McGee. It starts Thursday at Mulberry Mountain over by Ozark and goes on all weekend.
Now, the camping is sold out, but in a few minutes here on this very program, one last person will find out they have won the last camping pass available.
Well, how convenient.
Yes.
Okay. So go out and listen to some music.
And I should say, even if you can't camp, it's still worth, again, if you have a designated driver, if you know you're going to be okay, go down, enjoy music, drive back.
Well, yeah. All you have to do is run out Highway 16 to the corner of the pig trail.
Or if you're in Fort Smith, it's just a straight shot down.
Yeah. So as long as you have a designated driver,
there
please.
You go. Becca, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kyle.
Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.